Bergie's Truck Center, Gary speaking.
Hi, Gary. How you doing? It's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, Dennis. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Been hanging in there. Just it's been a while since we spoke. I thought I'd give you guys a call and see how business is going. It's pretty slow for a lot of the vendors I've been working with, actually. But maybe it's different
for
you guys.
Oh, it's been spotty. I mean, it's been crazy, and then we go a week without nothing. You know, I mean, the other day I went 2 days without a new phone call.
Oh, wow. It's a little weird out there. Maybe it's because it's an election year or something. I don't know. But
that's what I'm thinking. Everybody's starting getting nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. It doesn't change overnight anyway, but there's nothing you can do about it.
That's for sure. I'm not sure about the... I heard the industry's up and down, too. You know, some guys come in and say they get all kinds of loads and they can catch loads, and other guys are coming in and saying it's tough to get loads. So I guess it depends if you want to work or not.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, I do a lot of financing for, you know, owner-operators and stuff like that, and every once in a while they'll call them, set it up, get in a trailer or something like that. But that's pretty much it. I mean, I think that works out there if you want it. But I don't know. It's a little weird this year. It seems like I've been working really hard with little to show for it. So.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying. I'm feeling the same way. So, but I'll definitely keep you in mind. Anything that comes up, I think you can help us with, I'll definitely send it your way.
Yeah, I'll shoot another email out to you just so you have my info fresh there in front of you. And
That'd be great.
Let me see if I still have it, actually. I just have a GD, or G for Gary, last name Dingler, at Bergies.com.
That's correct, yes.
All right, my friend. Well, I'll keep you in mind. I haven't really had anyone in your area. There's a lady out here in California that's looking for some trailers, but I don't know. I think she's probably going to go to an auction when it's all said and done, unfortunately. But
Unfortunately. Yeah, and trailers really aren't our thing. I mean, we only really deal in power units. We're starting to dabble a little bit in trailers, but not a whole lot.
I think reefer trailers are pretty good to go with. If you can get your hands on some of those go pretty quick and seem to be in pretty high demand.
I like selling trailers myself. When I used to sell trailers before I came here, like here they only do power units, but I sell trailers, there's a lot less to go wrong with. All you gotta do is make sure you got brakes and they don't leak. You know what I mean?
Exactly. There's not a motor involved and a whole bunch of other shenanigans.
You got that right. No DPF or DEF and all that other stuff, man. It's like, that stuff's killing me.
Yeah, on my end, if it's got a VIN number, it's about the same sort of nightmare either way. But
yeah, I'm sure.
It is what it is.
I like it. I like selling trailers. They were easy, you know. You get somebody to buy it, and it very rarely comes back on you. So
right, and they can if they take care of them out there on the road, then you know they'll last a while too. So
that's exactly right. Yep. Okay.
All right, Gary, well, thanks for your time. I'll keep you in mind, and I'll shoot an email over to you, like I said. Go from there.
Yeah, please do, Dennis. Take care, and have a great day.
You too, buddy. Take care. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.